We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. And before we dive into the 10 practices that will transform how you work, I want to tell you a little bit about me and why this exists. This isn't another productivity show or book promising you to 10 times your business in 30 days. This is about solving specific problems that nearly every entrepreneur, self-employed or solopreneurs, face. And that's the gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it consistently. You probably already know what you should be doing in your life and business. But the question is, why aren't you doing it? What's keeping you from reaching those milestone moments? And more importantly, how do we fix that? And here's what I've learned after building 4 different companies across 3 countries, mentoring entrepreneurs through SCORE and interviewing more than 50 successful leaders on my podcast, Milestone Moments in Business and Leadership. The entrepreneurs who succeed long term don't necessarily have better strategies. They don't have more motivation. They don't have a secret superpower. They have simply figured out how to bridge the execution gap, that frustrating space between knowing and doing. Taking action. And they have built practices that make consistency easier than inconsistency. And that's what we're going to build together over the next 10 episodes. Let me tell you why I believe in this. And it's because I've lived on both sides of it. My entrepreneurial journey started at the age of 21 when my husband and I moved overseas to start our first business, a manufacturing business. And we had enthusiasm, ambition, a business plan in hand, and almost no practical experience. So the first 6 months were brutal. We were learning cost of goods sold the hard way, not just from the textbooks we had learned in college, but through life lessons. We navigated language barriers, cultural barriers, and we tried to introduce a new product to an industry, to a traditional industry, and faced resistance to change. Being a young woman in a male-dominated industry, I also constantly faced skepticism. But here's what kept us going. We stopped trying to transform everything overnight. Instead, we focused on solving one problem per day, one step at a time, one day at a time, and learning one new thing every week, making incremental progress that eventually compounded into a successful business that today is over 30 years old. That pattern then repeated through 3 different businesses. I co-founded a retail jewelry store with my grandmother and mother, and then an information technology outsourcing company that started after I taught myself how to code, stepped out of my comfort zone, participated in a hackathon for NASA called the Space Apps Challenge that led to not one, but 2 global recognitions, and now 5 milestones, where I help other entrepreneurs navigate their own transformations. I help them leverage technology. But here's the story that really drove home why these practices matter. After interviewing over 50 leaders on my podcast that I began over a year ago, I was inspired by a guest who once again pushed me outside of my own comfort zone. And I decided after that conversation to combine my coding skills with my passion to help entrepreneurs by building something ambitious, a technology platform powered by AI that could turn these very same conversations, this one I'm having with you, this podcast, into book chapters with just a few clicks. And it wasn't a small project. Pod2Book AI took over 600 hours to build. 600 hours while running my business, hosting my weekly podcast, and managing all of the other demands of entrepreneurial life. I'm not naturally more disciplined than you. I don't have some superhuman ability to focus. What I have is the exact practices that I'm going to share with you in this series, in this book, practices that combine my education, my master's in leadership, my business knowledge and experience. It is practices like these that have made it possible to show up consistently, even when I don't feel motivated. The 5-minute CEO meeting that has helped me prioritize my daily progress. Energy mapping that has taught me when my brain actually works best for coding versus other tasks like administration or podcasting. The 333 rule that has kept me from getting overwhelmed when everything feels urgent. And these practices didn't just help me build one business or one platform. They have helped me bridge my own execution gap. They have helped me go from vision to launch, day after day, until something that seems just a vision or perhaps even impossible become real. Through all my work, whether it be building businesses, mentoring entrepreneurs, interviewing leaders, earning my master's in leadership degree, I've identified three specific challenges that prevent us from sometimes reaching our milestone moments or that execution gap between idea and action. And the first is the burnout cycle. We all operate sometimes in extremes, all in hustle for a few weeks, and then complete exhaustion. We may find that we have amazing months followed by terrible months, like a roller coaster. It goes up and it goes down. It's not a straight line. And you can't sustain momentum because you're constantly depleting and then recovering. The second is the isolation factor. When you work for someone else, you have built-in accountability. You have bosses, you have colleagues, regular check-ins. But now, oh boy, you can procrastinate for 3 days and nobody will notice but you and your clients. And you can abandon strategies that were working simply because you don't feel like it anymore, or you got bored and there's nobody to reality check you. And third is the decision fatigue. We make thousands of micro decisions every day. What do we work on first? How do we respond to this email? We have to decide whether to take that call now or later. And each one of these decisions drains your mental energy, leaving you exhausted even on days when perhaps you didn't accomplish much. And these aren't character flaws. These are structural problems that require structural solutions. And that's these 10 practices that we're going to be covering provide. Over the next 10 episodes or chapter, if you're reading this as a book, you're getting one practice, one exercise per chapter or per episode. Not theory, practice. Something that you can implement the same day you hear it. We're going to be covering the foundation, why starting very small is actually your competitive advantage, how to rewire your brain's natural tendency toward distraction. And then we're going to move on to the mental game, why success can make you less consistent than failure, how to build accountability when you're the only one watching, and the recovery system that doesn't kill your momentum. Then we're going to move on to daily execution, where we're going to talk about the 5-minute meeting that changes everything and how to work when your brain actually functions best. We're also going to talk about creating focus in a world that's designed to distract you. And lastly, we're going to cover sustainable progress, how to eliminate that decision fatigue that perhaps is draining you, and what to do on those overwhelming days when everything just feels urgent, chaotic. And these aren't random productivity tips. They're an integrated system for bridging that execution gap. Each practice builds on the others, creating a framework that makes consistency feel natural instead of forced. And I'm going to close it off by helping you choose which practice to start with based on your specific challenges right now. I'm your fellow entrepreneur who's been in the trenches, made the expensive mistakes, and have developed practices from those lessons learned that work in the real world where motivation is inconsistent and time is limited. My goal isn't to help you have just one great month. It's to help you bridge the execution gap permanently to build practices that make showing up easier than giving up. Because here's the truth. You probably don't need more information about what to do in your business. You need better implementation of what you perhaps already know. And that's what these 10 practices deliver. So let's start with our first chapter, our first episode. Start small, win daily. Why big changes fail? Where I'm going to show you exactly how to make failure almost impossible by starting so small, it feels silly. This is the Daily Milestone. Let's bridge that gap together.